This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Businesses in Colorado are waiting to see what happens with tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada. Modelo beer is a major import from Mexico, and it's one of the most popular beers in the U.S. right now. Bruce Gallagher from Bonnie Bray Liquors in Denver predicted that the tariff could mean higher prices for consumers.
Because Modelo's not going to eat that, the supplier's not going to eat that, and the distributor's not going to eat that, and I'm not going to eat that.
Gallagher said that the liquor industry is already hurting from years of rising prices and declining rates of drinking. King Soopers workers in Colorado Springs have voted to strike. Their union has not said how soon strike actions might begin. King Soopers workers in Metro Denver voted to strike earlier this week. Today is World Hijab Day. State Senator Iman Judah, the state's only Palestinian-American legislator, marked the occasion with her colleagues. CPR's Elaine Tassi reports.
World Hijab Day was created 12 years ago by a Bangladeshi teenager living in New York. She wanted to make people more at ease with hijabs by trying them on. Judah is a Muslim and represents Southern Aurora, which has 5 mosques. She brought that concept to the Capitol on Friday.
I chose to wear the hijab today to uplift Muslim women who wear the hijab and have it as a moment of education.
She doesn't usually wear a hijab, but on Friday she brought extras for her colleagues to try. She said people who tried them on seemed excited and even posed for pictures. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.